Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. The Delaware Division of the Arts continues its work, spotlighting First State artists at the Mezzanine Gallery at the Carvel State Building in Wilmington. This month, the gallery's exhibition features Shilpi, a Middletown-based artist with a diverse set of influences and a love for animals, the natural world, and traditional Indian art. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Shilpi speaks with Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny about her art.
Let me start by just asking about your background and your journey as an artist.
Okay, so since childhood, I'm interested in art, and then my parents identify that I am good at art. So we chose this field, and I have done my both the degrees, bachelor's and master's in fine arts. And in addition to that, I have done interior designing, fashion designing, and textile designing. So related to art or any creative field, I just want to learn. So that's what. And I have done the teaching course also in India. So I'm teaching art. I used to teach art in India. Here also I'm running my art studio in Middletown.
And as you sort of mentioned, you work in a lot of different medium. You do charcoal, you do oil, you do acrylic. And I wonder how all of that plays together into helping you grow as an artist.
Yeah, so if somebody I won't say with I think it's with everyone who is artist, they can't stop themselves to create a piece in any kind of form. So charcoal gives me that black and white smoothness on paper. That gives me another texture to my art. So I love to do charcoal. I love to do oil because it's it is good in blending. And then you wanted to create some more natural themes like flowers and landscapes. So I mostly use oil. About the acrylic, they are all bright colors. So whenever I wanted to do something bright, when I'm mostly I'm very much happy and then I just wanted to create something with the bright colors, I use acrylic. And folk art is a totally different thing. That is called meditation for me. I mean, you see they have a lot of patterns. So when you go through with that, you are fully involved in you. You are not somewhere else. If something going on somewhere, you can't focus on that. You're just into meditation with art.
So it's kind of like the different media are sort of different tools in your toolbox, depending on what you want to express.
Exactly. Mostly, I would say in every medium and every style, I choose nature. Nature is my way, I think, to choose my inspiration. I go out if I see something, some animal or something. I wanted to create in my style. And which inspires me a lot. Sometimes, you go to beach and you see a lot of birds. Sometimes when you see them, you feel so calmness. And then you wanted to create in your art. Sometimes it happens with me. So nature is the biggest inspiration for me.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of artists kind of find soothing and solace
exactly
in nature and then transport that into their work.
Yeah, exactly.
I was looking at some of your work and I was really struck by some of the Indian influenced pieces and just how bright and vibrant and colorful they are. You mentioned that a moment ago, and I wonder about the importance of color to you and how you use color.
Sure. In Indian, Indian folk art, especially when you say about the brilliant, bright colors, it's only in Madhubani art form. It is a form we have a lot of art forms, folk art forms in India. So Madhubani is one of that. And then I inspired from that patterns. And then so those have really very bright colors. And for that, back in India, when they started, with natural colors. So natural dyes are so bright and maybe I can say talkative. When you see something bright, it feels like you're connecting something. So maybe that's the main reason I used those bright colors.
I'd love to ask you to just describe a work or two of yours that's on display at the mezzanine gallery that people could see.
So I will tell you about the most favorite ones of mine. One is, and like you can see when you enter to the gallery, it was like a first painting I have kept called Peacocks in Paradise. So when I was creating that artwork, peacock is my favorite bird. So why? Because like the colors, the colorful feathers, I love them. So I wanted to capture those, and then I wanted to like the sun is rising there, and they're talking, and then the god is watching them from the window, and then you can see that those peacocks are talking or they're enjoying the sunrise, and whoever is watching them, or maybe divine is watching them, or God is watching, whoever, like me also as like watching them, feeling the same feeling, okay, when we see the sunrise, how it feels. So in that you can see a lot of intricate petals there. I gave a lot of details into that. Why? Because I wanted to create in that form, in which way you create each leaf, and you wanted to create the story especially. So that tells the story of my paintings.
What do you hope people who see your work at the Mezzanine Gallery, what do you hope they'll take away from being able to experience your art?
Okay, so let me tell you, let me share one thing. Like when I go out in the nature, I generally connect myself through divinity. Like, when you go and then when you see some trees or some what inspires you, you feel like, wow, what divinity has done with this nature, like it's beautiful, right? So I and then few elements also makes you happy, natural elements. So if people are taking them home, they'll take that happiness with them. So each and every animal also, they describe, like peacock describes them the colorful journey to your life, because it has all the colors. When you have peacocks at home, especially as painting, you'll see the colors, and then that colors will create some harmony in your mind, and then you'll feel always colorful. You'll feel that, yes, you don't feel depressed. So every animal has some meaning. I think I have fishes also, a lot of fishes in my paintings. Even in my home, I have fishes, three fishes.
Well, Shilpi, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck with the rest of the exhibition.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Martin. I was really happy to share my experience with you. I hope people like this, and they enjoy the show.
Thanks to Middletown-based artist Shilpi and our Martin Matheny for joining us on Arts Playlist. Shilpi's work is on display now through August 29th at the Delaware Division of the Arts Mezzanine Gallery in Wilmington's Carville State Building. To learn more about Shilpi and her art, visit shilpifinearts.com. And that's a wrap on this edition of The Green. You can find the interviews you've heard online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head to The Green's page on our website. And remember, The Green is also available via podcast at our website, as well as Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and the NPR and Delaware Public Media apps. And a reminder, if you like what you hear each week on The Green, now is the time to support it during Delaware Public Media's 15th anniversary fund drive. You can support The Green and the great local journalism our team produces each and every week by going to DelawarePublic.org and clicking the donate button. Thanks to all those who helped make this week's show possible, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny and Sarah Petrowich. For them and the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Burns saying thanks for joining us this week. And we'll see you again next week on The Green, where Delawareans get tuned into A First State of Mind.